I think I've discovered a new breed of daters, guys. Yeah, I think. But you know what? They may have existed. I'm not sure if there's a term for it, but I'm excited to talk to you about it. Okay, guys, I'm back at online dating again, and this time I'm on Hinge. I'm on Hinge. Actually, I like Hinge compared to a lot of the other apps that I've used because it has a quirky way of getting to know people by having you choose different prompts. You know, for example, like, oh, I geek out on, and then you fill that sentence. Or when I was a kid, I wanted to be, and then you fill that in. You know, whatever. It's very nice, quirky, kind of getting the inside of their humor, their mindset, the way they process things. Anyway, it's kind of nice. You have also a part where there's like a profile. You have their age, name, and where they're from, what schools they went to. So it's been pretty good so far. I've been meeting quote unquote quality people. However, there's been a few that I'm really realizing there's a particular type of people that are on these apps, and I want to talk about these people. Hey, how you guys doing? This is Lady Jig with another episode of Love Exchange. I hope you're having an amazing day today. And take charge, carpe diem, everyone. And I hope everything is going dandy for you and your family. So anyway, I am in Hinge right now, which is a dating app. And I realize there is a type of person in these apps, and I'm sure they're in other apps as well, that I'm beginning to notice. And I didn't really notice this before as I was in Bumble or OkCupid or even Tinder. I wasn't in Tinder that long, but I'm just saying it's like maybe I was in a different mindset then. I don't know. Or maybe it's just Hinge that's kind of attracting these type of people. Now, you're probably wondering, what people? Who are these? You know, who are they? Well, okay, here's the thing. I haven't really decided a nickname for them yet, but I don't know. I almost want to call them, I'm in a rush to get married, so I'm trying to find somebody now, people. That's the kind of people they are. They're in, you know, let's call them rush hour men. I don't want to say rush hour men, rush hour daters, I guess you want to say, because these are people who are up in age, you know, maybe, you know, either mid-30s, late-30s, and they're realizing for them time is a ticking. You know, and they want to find the right one. Okay. Now I get it. People turn to online dating so that way they can find the one. I get it. I'm the same boat, guys. I'm the same boat. I want to find love as well. Don't get me wrong. But you know what? That shit takes time. That takes some foundation building, right? And the thing that we all have to understand with online dating is just a tool to meet more people. That's what it really is, guys. It's a tool to meet more people. And yes, one of these people could be the one. It is a possibility, yes. But here's the thing. I hope people are not just relying on online dating to meet people. I hope they're going out and mingling. You know, if there's like a friend's party, go to that party. Just meet people, you know, or if there's like an event for your work, go to it, you know, like just be out there more. You just talk to people. You just never know what will happen, right? But just do it because you might meet new friends. You might meet new people to go snowboarding with. You never know. Life is wonderful that way. Things can happen, right? And you may not know it will happen. Anyway, so these rush hour men or daters, I've experienced two of them so far, and I can tell who they are almost instantly, okay? I've experienced these two people already, didn't get to meet them. This is all phone call, and one of the things they do, my friends, is they ask a lot of questions right from the get-go. Seriously, it's not just about, like, what's your favorite food color? Yeah, not like that. Like, do you want kids? How many kids do you want? You know, do you want to be married? You know, it's just insane. Like, I'm like, okay, like And I'm not against I'm not against knowing that from the start. Like, I think it's good that they're honest. I think that's good they're telling me what they want. But the way they ask it, it's almost as if like they had like a set of questions in front of them and they gotta know now, you know, or else. There's a way to put that in the conversation. Like, when I have a conversation, ideally, I don't want it to be like an interview. I really don't. Yeah, I don't want it to feel like this is a Barbara Walters special. You know, I felt that probably once where the guy was just asking me all these questions like, so what happened with your breakup and why did that blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I mean, I'm not the one to always, I will share like those things eventually, but the very first conversation, sometimes it can be a lot depending how the conversation goes, right? Like if it's fluid and I'm ready to share it, that's one thing. But if it's like outright, like very kind of serious tone, like, hey, what happened there? Why is it blah, blah, blah. So that's my only concern, is that people really come off like, I gotta know at least my top 10 questions have to be answered now or else. Like, it's just, that's the kind of feeling I'm getting from these people. And I don't think they mean it to be that way, but it is sounding like that way. So to show you how I feel when people ask me really direct and interrogative questions, this track will sum it all. Right? Pretty intense. Jeez. This track is called Pursuit All. It's just a sound effect here in GarageBand. But yeah, it sums how I've been feeling on this. Ah, jeez. I hope you guys like that track. That was pretty good, huh? I'm starting to talk to you guys now because I just came off of a phone call with this guy, and we just exchanged numbers last night and he called me today, and I can tell he's a bit like eccentric in a good way, you know, kind of quirky in through his profile. And you know, this morning he sent me a picture of him like bare chested and brushing his teeth, you know, and he's like, he has a nice body, that's great. And I'm like, okay, like I'm thinking, great, he's one of these guys, and he's asking up for a picture of me. So I go, well, I just woke up, so I send him a picture of me, like basically I just woke up, like I'm not gonna get all sexy for you right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get me what I am at this moment, you know. I'm not trying to do that, I don't know you. Anyway, and so recently, just a few minutes ago, he called me and the conversation was okay, you know what I mean? But like, again, I just felt like he was like, so do you want kids, you know? And then he did talk about the Warriors because I'm a Warriors fan, so that's fine, whatever. And then, but then I noticed throughout the whole conversation, he was interrupting me. And I didn't say anything at first, even the second. And then I finally started getting to me and I go, you know, you interrupt me a lot. And then he said something that made me mad after that, like, oh, you know, like, oh, I didn't mean, you know, well, I forgot what he said. All I know is that I got mad. I don't think I got mad from the fact he interrupted me. I just, his reaction to what I said. And I, oh God, I wish I remembered, because I think that's what it did it to me, to make me angry, because I think at first he got taken aback. That's why maybe he didn't respond right away, but kind of like, you know, later on, well, I'm sorry, I triggered you. It's like, it's not like trigger like that, but it's like you interrupted someone and it's like, that's rude, you know? And I'm sure if I interrupted you, you wouldn't like that. It's like, no, I wouldn't. It's like, yeah, like, so he said, sorry. And then he was like, well, maybe we should talk later. Maybe I should just let you go. You know, I'm like, yeah. So honestly, I don't think we're going to talk again. I don't want to talk to him again. Not because of the interruption thing, but because he's kind of coming off of a rush. Like, you know, he said like, you know, I know what I want and I don't want to, like, I want to be clear what I want and that's why I'm upfront, blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. You know, you can be upfront, but I don't know. It removes, like, it makes it a task. Honestly, it makes it a task if you have that kind of attitude, in a sense, when you talk to someone, like, just be fun, like, have fun with it. Just get to know them, you know, don't think you have to answer all these questions right away. Like, yeah, it's good to be like, yeah, they want kids. I mean, that's why in the profile, they actually have that on there, like whether you want kids or not. So honestly, when I see someone that says maybe, I swipe left. They don't have swipes. They have X's instead. So I don't even give them a chance. Like I wouldn't like them, you know, and it's not to judge their personality or who they are as a person, whatever. It's nothing like that. But, you know, usually having kids or not having kids between two people can be a deal breaker, right? Because if someone's really adamant about having kids and the other one isn't, what's going to happen, you know? So he had an interesting perspective on kids, actually, because I said that to him that, like, if they're a maybe, there's no way. I'm not gonna try to change their mind or whatever or wait for them to decide. And he goes, well, I'm not like that. Like, if I see a maybe, I'll still give it a chance. And if we work well together, that's great. And people change their minds. But I'm not saying that I'm not trying to wait for them to change their minds. If they don't, they don't. And I'm like, yeah, but you want kids, right? It's like, yeah, I want kids. And I don't think he understood it, dude. Like, see, that's the thing you have to understand sometimes when you are like looking or dating or wanting to find someone. If you really want kids, do not be with someone who doesn't want kids, and do not assume that they're going to change their mind. And even like what that guy said, even though it doesn't bother him, dude, no. Dude, it will bother him. It will bother him. Watch. Unless he accepts it, like, I don't want to have kids, but he's going to grow resentment towards that person. Like, you can't just like do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he may think he's fine. I didn't push the subject. I just said, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, that's my point of view. It's like, yeah, that's cool. You know? But in my head, I was like, you're going to regret that shit so hard. Like, you know, especially if you really want kids. It's one thing if you're really open to not have kids, then that's maybe a thing. It might work out, but if you really want kids and they don't expect shit from the other person. They told you straight up. It's like if you're one religion and the other person is another, don't expect them for them to convert to your religion. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. That's what happened to my parents. My dad assumed that of my mom. You don't do that, especially religion. No. Anyway, so those are the kind of things when you go into dating, like know what you want when it comes to those categories, especially like if it's religion or if it's like children, having children, right? Gotta be clear on that, right? Anyway, so there's that guy, and honestly, I don't think he's gonna call me back, and I'm not gonna call him back. I'm basically not gonna engage with him again. I don't care. I really don't. That's it. That's the end of it. And maybe the interrupting thing wasn't fun either. And he didn't like that. And it's just like, I told him, like, I'm clear and honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will be honest with you, you know? And I was trying to move on. I think he couldn't move on because maybe he got a bad taste in his mouth because of me. And I was like, you know what? That's fine. Don't interrupt people, first of all. All right. Now the first guy, because this last guy that I mentioned, he was the second guy. The first guy, I'm no longer talking to him because I will probably get to that. But first of all, he has a really deep valley voice, like, oh my God, like that, you know? And I couldn't believe he spoke like that, but it's not because of that, but also, I realized after our first conversation, his questions were really intrusive and I didn't like it. And I did say, man, your questions are really kind of intrusive here. You know, it's like, well, you know, you're just so open. You just seem so open to talk to. You're so easy to talk to. I'm just like, okay, but it doesn't have to be like interrogation time. You know what I mean? Like in my head thinking that, but I answered some of his questions because maybe I did find it amusing. Some of them, like he asked me, he's like, would you get a IUD? I'm like, what? Not really. I don't feel like okay with like having something foreign in my body. And he's like, well, I have bubble. I forgot what he said. He said he has something in his body too, but well, that's you, boo. Shit. That's your fucking body. You know, he's like, okay. I mean, he's like, okay, I respect that, blah, blah, blah. And he's asking, well, you know, do you want kids? And I was like, yes, how many kids? And I told him, he's like, when do you want to have kids? It's like, shit, dude, what the fuck? Like, it's getting too much. It's one thing to ask me, do I want kids? That's fine, you know, but like down to the years. And I'm just like, I guess you got to know, you know, I mean, I get it. I'm understanding that you want to know these questions because you're trying to time it out. And that's the thing, guys. You can't plan things out so perfectly. You can't. You really, really can't. So I don't remember what other questions there were, but all I know, I was like, damn, this guy has a list. Fuck. I won't be surprised if he has like a freaking copies of these questions and then my name on it. And then he's like checking down the marks, you know, as he asked me these questions. Fucking ridiculous. What the fuck? Sorry, I'm like cussing a storm here in this particular episode. The thing is with this guy though, I did tell him I have a podcast. So hey boo, you might be listening to this. I'm talking about you. The second guy, which is the guy who was like interrupting me, I told him of a podcast, but I didn't tell him how to find it. Okay. Whereas this other guy, this IUD guy, as we can say, he knows about my podcast and he knows how to find it. So whatever. I do tell guys sometimes about these podcasts or about my themes of my podcast. And one of the questions they ask, like, am I going to be in it? And I usually say, well, if you play your cards right, yeah, you can be in it. So we'll see. I don't try to tell them how to find it because I want them to get to know me through me, right? Not through my podcast, because my podcast will give different insights on different things. And yeah, it is for sure. But it's different when you meet the person and you talk to them directly, right? And you can ask your own questions. So anyway, he was asking me a lot of questions. I didn't ask that many because he was the one asking questions. I was the one answering. That was the format of the discussion. And I just didn't feel like I want to meet up with him, honestly. Like it wasn't fun. It was like, you might as well give me a job application to see I qualify. I'm serious. And that sucks. That really sucks. So for those out there who are on dating apps and you are in that time of your life that, yeah, I want to settle down and be married, that's fine. First of all, congratulations for recognizing that and admitting it. That's great. There's nothing wrong of knowing what you want. It's important to recognize what you want. However, when it comes to finding the one, it's not that simple. It's not as like looking for like, it's not like you're hiring someone or you're looking for a job or, you know what I'm saying? Or finding the right meal, right? Like it takes time to actually find somebody. It takes time to get to know them. Like I've said before, like my last relationship lasted for a long time, but that developed like before we officially or like boyfriend, girlfriend, that took 8 months to develop from being like acquaintances to being friends, building that friendship and trust. And then, you know, after that, liking each other and then finally being together. That took time. I'm not saying everyone's going to be 8 months. No, it varies, right? Some people might be even like a few weeks, which is okay, fine. You know, that's all you, boo. I'm just saying it takes time. You can't just be like rushing it. So that's my advice. It's like, yeah, get to know people. If you must know, like, oh, do you want kids? That's fine. Find a way to work it into the conversation. Don't make it seem like you're interviewing them, because that's not fun either. That loses the allure of like the excitement of dating in the first place. Because I think what's exciting about dating is that you get to meet new people, you get to know them, and there's a possibility of love and romance, right? So that like being interviewed removes the romance, right? Because when you go for a job interview, do you feel romantic? No. Far from it, my friend. It becomes professional, right? And usually when you're professional, you shouldn't have those feelings. You shouldn't be romantic at all. So it's just, that's how I felt with these guys. I was just like, I don't like you anymore, dude, because you're too much. It's like, you're coming at me with a ball of questions. Like, anyway, thank you for listening, guys, and thank you for allowing me to vent. This is insane. This is a newsflash. All right, you guys, I have an update. Moments ago, I was recording that last segment of this episode, and I am now recording again. I checked my Hinge account, and that guy that interrupted me removed me from the thread, you know, where you see all the people that you match with and you already DM'd and everything like that. So that means he no longer likes me on there. And I was actually waiting for it. I actually, after we hung up, I instantly went to Hinge to see if he removed me. He didn't just yet. And I went back to it now to see if he did, and he did. So, woo-hoo-hoo, save me some time. Because, dude, there was no way I was going to hit him up. If he hits me up, I might consider it, right? Honestly, after that whole thing, I would have moved forward and tried to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? You see how this works, guys? Like, if you have a slight disagreement, right? Now, if you're in a relationship, ideally, you want to try to resolve it, right? You want to talk about it. Take the time to talk about it. And as any normal human will react, when you are in discussion or argument, things get heated. People get mad. You might raise your voice. You might say and call each other names, which you shouldn't, but it happens, right? Now we may have some kind of miscommunication. There was some butting heads there. And honestly, I was ready to move forward, right? But I think he had like a sour taste in his mouth and was like, well, let's just, you know, maybe I should just let you go, whatever, right? I was willing to go continue with the conversation, honestly. And the way I saw it, I was okay, let's cool down. Maybe you call me back, whatever. So like I said before, if he called me back, I would actually probably might give him another chance or might give this whole thing a chance to see where it's at. Because if you think about it, not that it was a test or anything, but if he did call me back and we were to like start over in this whole thing, then that really shows that he's able to kind of like, you know, learn from something and move on. Does that make sense? So for me, it wasn't necessarily a deal breaker. The whole like, oh, he's interrupting me. That's fine. Like shit like that happens. Although there are some people who are serial interrupters, I've noticed. But if they apologize and I'm like, okay, let's move forward, I was willing to do that. He isn't, you know, like I said, he's a rush hour dater. You know, maybe he didn't like that I put him in the spot, or, you know, I could have done better. I'm going to admit I could have maybe said it nicer. Maybe, I don't know. But you see, we would never learn that. We wouldn't have a full conversation because he didn't take the time to talk to me about it. Now I understand he probably thought, oh, I don't want to waste my time. She's like a bitch maybe, or she's too uppity or what. I don't know what he thinks of me. I really don't. And I don't care, because if you're not willing to work it out, then there's no point. We're not going to move forward, obviously. Like if you have an argument with your friend, right? Now, hopefully you guys are able to talk about what happened and then you guys can move forward, right? Same thing with your parents, same thing with your children. If you have an argument, you want to talk about it in a honest and respectful manner, right? Like I said, when you get into an argument, things get heated. Ideally, what you want to do when that happens is cool down. Both recognize, hey, let's cool down. Let's take a break from this. Maybe take a break from each other for a little bit. Not break, meaning like not seeing each other, but in the moment, you know, maybe one will go to one room, the other will go to the other room, and just chill and relax. Take a deep breath. Maybe 2 hours later, okay, let's come back. Let's talk about what happened. Really talk about what really happened and why people are angry, you know, because sometimes there's something happening beneath the surface, right? But you know what? It's all good. I'm not totally disappointed that or upset that this had happened. You know, maybe it was a good thing something like this happened, because then it really reflects on the character of each person. Maybe he didn't like the way I said it. Okay, my bad. But in essence, it's still there. You interrupted me. He did apologize, but the thing is he apologized, but then he kind of added something about it that was like, do you really know where I'm coming from on this? Like that kind of thing. Sometimes it's hard as a woman. Like, I'm not sure if, you know, you're patronizing me or you really mean it. Like there are times when I can't tell from certain guys, which is really the sad shit of it all. But anyway, I thought I'd give you an update because this episode wasn't done just yet. But, you know, I like in the way I record my podcast, sometimes I'll go on, talk, record, then I'll stop it. Then I'll come back and add more to it, edit, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it didn't end yet, this podcast. And I, like I said, I checked my Hinge and he removed me. And that's all good in the hood, because I don't think we see eye to eye when it comes to like actually trying to build a foundation of a relationship. He's a little bit in the fast lane there. I'm kind of like in the a little in the slow lane. Okay. So you stay to your lane. I'll stick to my lane and I'll change lane. You'll see me coming if anything, but for now, nah, boo, you can do your thing and keep going. All right, let's just calm things down. Let's play this track right now. All right, everyone. I got a bit riled up there. Let's take a moment to take a deep breath. Life is good. Life is great. You're beautiful. I'm beautiful. You know, little things like that, dating. Well, it's a struggle, yes, but I cannot let those things get to me. You know, all I see that at that moment, it was a misunderstanding, or not really a misunderstanding, but I think we could have resolved it. I think if we came back to it, it would have been good. But you know what I mean? That might have been his first impression of me. I have my own first impressions of him. It happens, whatever. Life will move on. Life is great. But before I go, I do want to say, let's just have fun when we go out there dating. Let's just take the time to really get to know the person. Yes, go ahead and ask the questions that are really important to you, but find a way to incorporate it in a fun and carefree conversation, you know, something so that way the other person doesn't feel like you're bum rushing them, or you know, you're you don't seem like you're in a rush yourself. So let's just continue to have dating as a fun way just to get to know each other. Really, let's just really take that time. Until the next episode, this is Lady Jig of Love Exchange. Be good to yourself and be good to others. Peace.